You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Berry Gordy was the man who built the careers of singers like Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson and Marvin Gaye. He founded Motown, and he turned it into one of the most successful record labels in history, producing music that appealed to both black and white audiences. Now, at the age of 86, he's written a musical about his life called Motown. It opens in London tonight, and he's been talking to our arts correspondent, Rebecca Jones.
It was the perfect pop formula, upbeat, uplifting, and optimistic. Nothing you can say can tear me away from my God. And it was Berry Gordy who created the sound of young America.
When I was 8 years old, there was this big heavyweight champion fight between Joe Louis from America and Max Schmeling from Germany. And Joe Louis was black like me and my family.
Schmeling is down.
And Joe Louis won.
He's down there. It looks like a first-round knockout. It is.
And I saw my mother and father cry, and I just had this deep desire to do something in my life that would make my mother and father cry from happiness. And Motown turned out to be kind of a fairy tale because the goal was really unreachable.
Why was it unreachable? Was it unreachable because you were a black man?
Well, yes, because I was black, and I guess a black man plus black music. I would constantly go to the white disc jockeys to play my music, and they never would because they didn't feel that white people would like this music, because most black music was either really gospel or really blues, and mine was not.
Berry Gordy made stars of singers like Marvin Gaye in both black and white homes. But he exercised total control over every aspect of his artist careers. And Marvin Gaye even likened Motown to the Gestapo. You were a hard taskmaster, weren't you? You were pretty ruthless.
Not ruthless. The truth is the truth. 2 and 2 is 4. And when someone says it's 5, I have to be a tough taskmaster and say, no, it's not.
Why did you want to make Diana Ross a big international star?
Diana Ross was one of the most brilliant performers I'd ever seen. And I felt that if she listened to me, I would guide her in the right way, which she did.
Touch me in the morning.
Through most of her career.
Then just walk away.
Diana Ross left Motown in 1981. Other stars also turned their backs on Berry Gordy, who eventually sold the company.
You know, I hated them all when they left me for more money and more control and bigger companies. I was very upset, but it turned out that I realized that they had really made me what I was.
Now the story is coming to the stage in a musical created by Berry Gordy. By writing the show yourself,
yeah,
how confident can audiences be that they are getting the whole truth, warts and all?
If you tell the truth and make it entertaining, you'll have a hit. If the truth is not told in an entertaining way, then it just becomes a documentary. You got 2.5 hours. Of course, there were many things that happened, you know, that would have taken 5 days to tell the story.
Back in those Motown days, were you ever tempted to get behind the microphone and sing any of these songs?
Yes, I was. But my voice, it was a mixture between Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, and Donald Duck. And unfortunately, I sound more like Donald Duck than I did the other two. But when I wrote the song for The Contours, I did sing Do You Love Me? And they copied my voice because it was a gutty voice. Do you love me? But no, I'm not a singer at all.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.